Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. It is 9:27. This is the People Speak. I'm Jeff. Hope you're having a good morning. Got some ladies from Southwestern Illinois College in this morning. We have Karen Schaller, Lachelle Dowell, and Melissa Snelson. And welcome. What do we got going on at SWIC right now? Who wants to jump in first?
I can. My name is Karen Schaller, and I work out of the Redbud campus. And I work with the what is referred to as the YES program, Youth Empowerment Supportive Services. It's a free program, but there is a formal application process for it. It's for 16 to 24-year-olds that live in Randolph County. We also have the same program for St. Clair County. One of my coworkers, Megan Borland, is the coordinator for St. Clair County. If anybody has any questions, you can call my work cell phone. It's 618-210-8189 anytime. But basically, it's for 16 to 24-year-olds that are needing their HSE. HSE stands for High School Equivalency Certificate. A lot of people refer to it as GED. Just a side note, GED is actually a name brand. So people have now started calling it HSE. So when you hear HSE, that's what that is referring to. So if they need that, I'll work with them to find classes that are the best fit for them. SWIC does offer free HSE classes. The next set of them, if you're interested in attending, does have a mandatory orientation called Career Pathways, and it will be offered Monday and Tuesday, April 22nd and 23rd, from 9 a.m. to 12:50 p.m. But then the classes themselves will be starting April 29th and run to May 22nd. That's Monday through Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 12:50 p.m. You do not have to be in the YES program to attend those classes. Those are for anybody. The YES program will just help people that are in the program pay for their tests. Even though the class is free, the tests do have a fee to them. We will pay for that if they're going to class regularly as they're supposed to. We will also provide them with gas cards to help pay for the transportation getting to and from class. Also, SWIC is offering classes at the Marissa High School now in the evenings if you're interested. Both campuses will not be offering classes in the summer, but I believe they will be starting back up in the fall again, too. Also, if you're in the program, we can also help people go to classes other places. If SWIC doesn't have, once they're in the YES program, we can help them find classes other places if the SWIC locations are not a good fit for them. We will also assist with finding employment for people that are in the YES program. If they're not currently working, I can assist them with filling out job applications and creating resumes as well. Once they have their certificate, we will purchase the transcripts and the certificate and provide that to them, along with a $100 incentive check to spend however they want for obtaining their certificate. They're in the program until they get their certificate, and then also are employed and or enrolled in a post-secondary education program of some type, so there's not a set amount of time that they're in the program for. And if they move, they're also still in the program. program. Just because they move out of the county or the area doesn't mean they're not in the program. We'll still work with them via Facebook, texting, talking on the phone, mail, and so on and so forth. So, did I talk?
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and take a break here, and we will come back and talk some more with Karen, Lachelle, and Melissa here on People Speak. We'll be back right after this. 9:35, welcome back to the People Speak. This is Jeff. And we're talking today with Karen, Lachelle, and Melissa from Southwestern Illinois College. And who's up next with, we'll have Melissa then.
Good morning. Yes, my name is Melissa Snelson, and I am from Southwestern Illinois College, but I am at the East St. Louis campus. I'm the coordinator for the Highway Construction Careers Training Program, which is funded by the Illinois Department of Transportation. My goal in life is to increase minority, female, and other disadvantaged populations' participation in the construction industry. The construction workers are beginning to age out, and we need to get some young blood in there. So what I want to do, it's a pre-apprentice training program. I want to get you into a union trade for a career, not just a job. And we're going to give you the basic skills necessary to get in there. We study seven different trades, give you a little taste of those trades to kind of pique your interest and curiosity. And hopefully by the end of the program, you would know which trade you'd like to go to, and I would point you in that direction of that trade. I do not promise or guarantee a job. However, I will tell you my completers at this point are getting into the unions if they want to work. The program is 450 hours. It meets Tuesday through Friday from 7:20 a.m. Yes, the birds are chirping at that time, to 3:50 p.m. And you are expected to be there and be there on time or you would be dropped. I've got to get you ready for what it's like in construction, and you got to be on the job site. The jobs build on what the trades, and you got to be there. To get into our program, you have to have either a high school diploma or a GED, a valid driver's license. I don't care what state it's from, as long as it's valid. And you must pass a drug test. And you would not believe how many people do not try hard enough, study hard enough for that drug test. It absolutely amazes me. Yeah. So if you're accepted, you will earn 15 hours of college credit at SWCC. You will earn... an OSHA 10-hour card, forklift safety card, Crosby rigging, aerial lift, flagger. Oh, my gosh. You will not be guaranteed a job, again, but it would certainly give you a leg up in the trades. I will give you your tools and your welding equipment, steel-toed boots. You will be at the ready to go to work when you complete the program. And the caveat to all that is you are given a $10 per hour stipend for the 450-hour program. If you have any questions about it, please call me, Melissa Snelson, at 618-874-6528.
All right, great. Sounds like an interesting program and something needed.
Can I have another one of those, too?
I guess we'll
show. I am the intake retention coordinator at SWCC through the adult ed program, and my task is to market the program, to get students into the program, and once they're in the program, to retain them in the program. So I just look for ways, if students are not coming to class, what's your barrier, what's your problem, so we can resolve them to keep you in the program and help you be successful and graduate from our program. And I do a lot with the vocational classes that we have. Like Melissa mentioned, we do have the highway construction, but we also have certified nursing assistant, forklift safety, precision machining technology, transportation and distribution, warehousing. So it's a lot of programs that we offer. And unlike Melissa's program, a lot of them you do not already have to have your high school diploma, which is a bonus for a lot of people. We can actually get you working on your high school certificate while you are in the program taking your vocational classes.
Get two things out.
Yeah, two things at once. And it's great. One of our programs that people are really interested in is the Certified Nursing Assisting Program. Most of these programs that we do have, you either have to go to Belleville, Granite City, or East St. Louis to take a part. But the Certified Nursing Assisting Program is also actually on our Redbud campus, too. So if you want to be in CNA and you live in this area, you can actually do it at Redbud, which is great for the people in this area. But people should know that for the CNA program and another program, our security officer program, people are interested in,
there will be a background check. So not saying if you have anything on your record that will disqualify you, but, you know, we will do a background check, and some things we can't get a waiver for. Mm-hmm. So you can still enter into the program, which is great. So don't think, oh, I do have something, I can't get into the program. You still can. Just disclose it to us, and we will go from there.
All right. So a lot of different areas that you mentioned there. You know, that,
In those programs, the and like Melissa's program, with welding and with the CNA, we supply you a lot of these programs with what you need. If it's uniforms, if it's goggles for welding, the fire-resistant jackets, the helmets, we'll supply that. With the CNA program, we're supplying scrubs. We're supplying your shoes. We're even supplying a watch. Because, you know, when you do the respiratory and everything, you need your watches or whatever, the respirations, you need watch. So we will supply all of those things as you go through our program.
All right, great. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and get our second commercial break out of the way, and we'll come back and talk some more here on The People Speak right after this. Welcome back, and we got about almost just under 7 minutes left in the program. So we're talking today with Karen Schaller, Melissa Snelson, and LaShelle Dowell from Southwestern Illinois College, and we've talked about some different programs, the Highway Construction Careers Training Program, some of the other programs, CNA, all those different programs, security. Karen, you have some more things?
I'll just wrap up. If you weren't listening before, the YES program is for 16 to 24-year-olds that live in Randolph County. We also have the same thing in Belleville. If you are interested, please give me a call at 618-210-8189. It's for if you need your high school equivalency certificate, we can assist with obtaining that. Also, if you are graduated from high school and already have your HSE certificate, but you are not currently employed and also not enrolled in a post-secondary education program, you can apply to the program, and we can help you with that transition to one or the other or both as well. And then if you are in the program to get your HSE certificate, and after you get it, we will help you with the transition of either finding employment or applying to a post-secondary education program of some kind. Of course, we would love to, for people to go to SWCC. Definitely talk to them about that, but it does not have to be SWCC. If there's a different program out there, we can still assist with that as well. So I'm also on Facebook, too. It's under SWCC Karen. If you want to look it up, send me a friend request. I put updates on there all the time. So.
Okay. And I'm sure people can go on there and get other information on all the programs.
Well, on the SWCC Karen Facebook page is specifically for the YES program, but SWCC does have a Facebook page as well for the adult ed program. LaShelle can let you know exactly what that's under. Oh, no. Okay. So adult ed program for SWCC, you can Google that under Facebook, and there's also a SWCC website as well.
And this Highway Construction Careers Training Program, again, this is geared towards people...
Minorities, women, and other disadvantaged populations. And I do wanted to let you know that construction is very forgiving for ex-offenders. It usually does not matter. In fact, the trades don't even ask on the application process anymore. So... as I said earlier, we do explore different trades, the iron workers, the carpenters, the laborers, the operating engineers, the painters, the electricians, and the plumbers and pipe fitters. And in doing that, we either have the business agents or coordinators come in and speak with our students and explain the apprenticeship process and what that trade does and that, you know, the length and everything of the apprenticeship, or we actually go to the different trades and tour their apprentice facilities. So it kind of gets people interested, and then you kind of decide what trade you'd like, because construction does not, people call me and say, hey, I want to be in construction. Well, that's not how it works. You have to have a specialty trade. And again, I want to stress, I want to get you into the union for a career so that you have retirement and health insurance and prevailing wage, and it does go up as far as the apprenticeships go.
Okay. And if they want more information on that, then they would...
Please call me at 874-6528.
Call you today, right?
Yes, absolutely. I'll be manning the phones.
All right. LaShelle, you have anything more?
I just want to go over some of our qualifications to get into our program. if you don't have a high school diploma or you just recently received your high school equivalency certificate, within the past year, you can qualify for our program. If you are a participant in one of the Department of Human Services, like you received TANF or food stamps, you'll qualify for our program. If you went through the unemployment office and they gave you a case referral number, you can qualify for our program. Or if you have English as a second language, that's a big part of the adult ed program. It's for our non-English speakers to help them learn English. And also, for our, I can be reached at 618-222-5365 if you're interested in some of our vocational programs. And if you're, we take you at age 16, but if you're under 18, we're going to need to have a high school separation letter. If you're supposed to be in high school, that's where we want you to be. But if you decide that you just cannot be in anybody's high school, you're going to need to show us proof that you have been separated from that high school. So you will have to go to your school district registrar and get a letter and bring it back to us saying that you are no longer in high school before we can even begin to talk to you about services, let alone sign you up for a program.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to get them signed up and then find out, oh, they're still a student there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We don't want to get in trouble with no school districts. And also, one interesting thing about our adult ed programs, which people don't know, is that we have the Pearson View Test Center in our program. And the Pearson View Test Center is actually a worldwide testing center. And it's open to the public. So if people who are studying cybersecurity programs like Cisco or CompTIA, if you're doing your teacher certification at a college and you live in this area, instead of having to travel all over to find a testing center, you can come to the Belleville campus and test there. Once you go online to register for your exams, just look for the Southwestern Illinois College Belleville campus. We do all type testing there. We test people who are getting their paramedics testing certification, fire safety. It's just worldwide. It's hundreds of exams that you can test for at SWCC Belleville campus in the Pearson View Test Center.
It makes it kind of handy. You don't have to, like you said, go. Mm-hmm.
The testing center was opened up so our GED students would not have to travel so far to test to make it convenient for them. But through that process, we ended up opening it up to multitudes of testing.
How long has that been?
The GED Test Center, the Pearson View Test Center, opened up in about January of 2015. Mm-hmm. And it opened up for public testing in around March of 2015. And it's been going since then.
All right, great. Any final thoughts from anyone? Karen, how would they get in contact with you again?
It's 618-210-8189. And as Lachelle was talking, similar to her programs, I know there's a lot of barriers for people. Why they can't come to class sometimes. It might be their job, daycare, transportation, that sort of thing. I do a lot of referrals out in the community to different agencies and resources to assist customers in the program. So that's a good thing. If somebody cannot come to Redbud to meet with me, I am happy to schedule an appointment to meet with them in the local library. I do that all the time. So if somebody lives in Stillville or Chester, Coulterville, and maybe they don't have transportation to get to Redbud, that's fine. I can set up a time with the library there and go to them.
All right. Well, we're actually out of time, but
great.
Melissa, Karen, Michelle, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again tomorrow on The People Speak. Have a great day.